Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want as we kick off another Saturday edition. We're here live in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And the Captain.
Of course, the phones are open. You can take control of the airwaves here. We always bring in stuff to talk about on the way. Shrooms and cannabis together.
Shroonibus.
Have they studied something new? It looks like they have. With colon cancer, could possibly be...
Got something to do with your colon.
A cure. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. Also, in the bad news category, China in the Shanghai lockdown situation, which many people probably don't even know is happening, but has been for a few weeks now, I believe. They're basically just killing people's dogs, it seems like. And this is a story that is not getting much in the way of media.
Like cops in the U.S.?
No, worse. I've got video footage here, ostensibly taken recently, right? You don't know. You never know. It's, you know, from China. It's only 10 seconds long, but it's pretty disturbing. You've got men, presumably, maybe some women. You can't tell. They're in the full-on body suits, like the hazmat suits. And so there's multiple people in suits in a street, what looks like just any old city street. They've got maybe 5 or 6 foot long rods, like with adjustable rods where you can kind of grab a thing at the end of it. They're using their hands to hold, to try to grab these corpses of dogs with these metal rods and then put them into plastic bags. And you can see multiple dogs laying in the street. There has been some news about one dog that got, like, kicked to death or beaten to death by one of these agents. Okay. There's video about that that came out a few days ago. And if you look for China or Shanghai dogs killing or whatever, if you search for that, you'll find stories about that and, like, the government's downplaying it. Like, oh, well, he shouldn't have done it like that, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And that was just one dog. I count a minimum of 5 in this particular 10-second video that are just laying in the streets with at least 5, maybe 6 of these suited men dealing with these dead animals and putting them into bags. So the claim is that this is happening to every dog in Shanghai, that they are just exterminating them.
Why?
Well, due to COVID.
Do they think dogs are spreading COVID or something?
Maybe. They certainly, that was one of the theories during the early days of COVID here. I think they sort of put that one away after a while because they probably would upset a lot of people by going around and killing their dogs, but it seems to be something they're doing in at least parts of Shanghai.
That's so weird.
It's horrifying.
I know the situation over there is in all sorts of unimaginable mess. I know they have robot dogs rolling around with the, what do you call them, the loud horns or whatever strapped to them. And
yeah,
like if you're out past curfew or something, like the robot dogs will roam around your neighborhood and be like, you are out past curfew, it's time for you to go in, or whatever. You know, they don't say it like that, but.
Yep. In fact, there is another story here from opindia.com that talks a little bit about the robot dogs. And they say that Shanghai is under indefinite lockdown due to a surge in COVID-19 cases. There were 20,000 cases reported on Thursday in the biggest city in China. Now, we're talking about a city, I believe, if I recall correctly, of about 26 million people. So, I mean, 26 million people. That is the size of the state of Florida or Texas, right?
Yeah.
Like, as far as population is concerned, it's a tremendous amount of people. So only 20,000 of them have COVID, and they're using that as the excuse to lock down everyone.
Maybe we just sort of live in isolation from, you know, the big cities and all that kind of thing, but it seems to me most people around here anyway are sort of over the whole thing. The masks are gone, you know, lockdowns are like a thing of the past. People talk about them in the past tense. Oh, it was right about the time lockdown started happening, right? And you're like, oh, okay, so like a couple years ago, mm-hmm. right? You know, but they're locking. I mean, anybody who's a human being has probably been exposed to COVID at this point in their life, one would think, as fast as it was supposedly spreading by all the original tracking that they did of all the people and that kind of thing. If you were going to get it, you got it. If you didn't get vaccinated, you aren't dying. So that's important to point out, that the unvaccinated, well, they seem to be doing just fine.
Yep.
Some of them got over it. Some of them never got it and probably never will.
But the authoritarianism continues unabated in Shanghai, where
China. Yeah.
The BBC report suggests residents are running out of food. Recently, the city started another round of mandatory mass testing to isolate every case. The lockdown is now on its 20th day. This was written yesterday, 2 days ago,
yeah.
So day 22 today, and there are no signs of any relaxation so far. China is, of course, known for suppressing any voice being raised against the communist administration by its people. Technologically advanced Dragon is now using tech toys to keep a check on its citizens. This must be like a translated article or something. It's a strange statement. Technologically advanced Dragon. Several videos have emerged on social media platforms showing drones and robotic dogs being used for announcements and directing citizens to stay inside.
Yeah.
Alice Su, senior China correspondent for The Economist, shared a video on her Twitter account. In the video, a drone could be seen making an announcement directing people to not open their windows and sing. Because remember back early on during COVID, there were videos of people like in San Francisco who were locking down like they were told to, like obedient serfs, but they were singing out their balcony windows to just try to raise their spirits.
Well, you know, it's common for slaves to, you know, have songs.
Yes, that's right.
Swing low.
That's right.
Come for to carry me home.
Shanghai residents, this is what the thing said, the drone that's floating around there in Shanghai. Shanghai residents go to their balconies and sing. Oh, sorry, this is what she wrote about it. Shanghai residents go to their balconies to sing and protest lack of supplies. A drone appears. The drone says, quote, "Please comply with COVID restrictions. Control your soul's desire for freedom. Do not open the window or sing."
Holy mega creepy. I mean,
horrifying.
So many things going on in China. I know I had something for a show prep that talks about they're still harvesting organs.
Yeah, I want to talk about that too, since we're talking China.
Yeah, all sorts of crazy things are going on over there. And, you know, what are people doing? What's people's reaction? Well, they still have their Ukrainian flags on their profile pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they must be helping. Nobody says a word about any of it. Like, we've been talking about the China thing, I don't know, a couple of years ago. A
couple of years, yeah.
You know, talking about the am I pronouncing it right, the Uyghurs, the U-I-H-G-U-R.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Whatever, the Uyghurs. They've been literally being exterminated by, near as I could tell, the Chinese government.
Oh, no, it's just a re-education camp. No extermination.
They've had organs harvested.
Rumors, just rumors.
Well, there's more of that, you know. Now they've got these robot dogs rolling around. I don't know if folks who are listening are familiar with a television show called Black Mirror.
Mm, I've heard a lot about it.
It's a great show. There is an episode called Metalhead in which a dystopian future is envisioned where people, you know, I believe are being kept on these sort of reservations. And the rest of the areas are being patrolled by these robot dogs, right? Mm-hmm. Boston Dynamics style, the same kind you see in the videos of the ones that are roaming around in China. These same kind, and so they're after people. Except instead of being armed with a bullhorn strapped to them, why they've got a firearm installed inside of the snout and that kind of thing. So
only a matter of time.
I I mean, how hard can it be to swap that, you know, speaker out for a firearm?
People have done it with their own private drones. Yeah. As far as the ones that fly around, they've strapped guns to those things.
Yeah. If you think governments don't already have guns strapped to drones or otherwise installed, I got another story for you.
The number here is 603-283-6160. You can join us. The restrictions in China, we'll talk more about that. And don't say it can't happen here.
Oh, yeah.
Because it pretty much already did. China just takes it a little bit further than the rest of the world.
Lockdown 2, lockdown harder.
There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
We're talking about China, specifically Shanghai, a city of 26 million people locked down due to COVID.
Which, how many million?
26 million.
Good Lord.
That is one of the most populated cities on the planet. It wouldn't surprise me if it's in the top five. It's humongous, that amount of people.
And how many bureaucrats do you think there are in China?
Probably like 2.6 million or something like that. Like a whole tenth of the city. If you want to weigh in, maybe you've been to Shanghai, maybe you're there right now. If you want to share your thoughts, please do. The number is 603-283-6160.
Also, if anybody knows the difference between water torture and Chinese water torture, I'm curious.
Whatever it is, I don't want to find out personally. Like, I don't want to experience it.
Well, no, me neither, but it's kind of like the old bit about food. Like, if you're in Mexico and you want some Mexican food, you just go out for food.
Yeah.
Right? If you're in China and you want some Chinese food, you just go out for food. Right?
Except there you get real Chinese food. You don't get the American stuff.
Yeah, I understand.
Right.
But
same thing's true in Mexico. You don't get the American-style tacos. You get the real thing.
Oh, and also, if you have ever been to an international house of pancakes outside of the United States, I would love to know, because I question their international credentials.
So if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. Also, if you're interested in learning about cryptocurrency, another thing China has tried to ban across the board there, Bitcoin mining, all kinds of Bitcoin-related stuff. You should learn about it because it's not going away as much as these governments of the world would like to get rid of it. It is a technology that's here to stay, and you ought to learn the basics. Go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and you'll find some introductory videos you can watch. The first one's, I think, all of about 3 minutes long, so if you've got 3 minutes to spare, go and watch that one at Bitcoin.com, click Get Started. You can dig deep as you want to into the topic of cryptocurrency. It's absolutely fascinating stuff. So once again, that's Bitcoin.com. They also have a great news site, so if you want the latest news headlines about crypto, go to news.bitcoin.com. Again, that's news.bitcoin.com. So we started out the show talking a little bit about China, specifically Shanghai, apparently going around just killing people's dogs. At least those are the reports from, like, the real people living there. The mainstream media has yet to pick up on this.
When you're a statist and you're bored, I mean, what are you going to do?
Well, they have their excuse, I'm sure. Oh, well, it's for safety. We got to keep people safe from COVID, so we'll just literally cull all the people's animals. And I remember there was, I don't know if you saw this story, Captain, but it was, I think, the Netherlands where they went, or somewhere up in that region of Europe, where they went and confiscated millions of mink.
They
put them to death.
Yeah.
Because they were worried, or one of them had come down with COVID or something, so they just said, well, we'll just kill the entire industry's inventory of minks.
If you need something done in twice the time at double the budget and for, zero quality, government is your man.
Indeed. So here's a story from RT about the lockdown in Shanghai. Again, 26 million residents of China's economic capital of Shanghai will be confined to their homes, as Beijing imposes a massive citywide lockdown in a bid to maintain what they call a zero COVID policy, which, of course, is impossible, right? Like, even the Democrats in the United States sent out a press release, or not a press release, it was like a... it was a public relations firm that Biden had hired to advise them about whatever. And the PR firm sent the write-up to the Biden administration saying, you got to get rid of the zero COVID thing. This is impossible. People are getting sick and tired of these lockdowns. You guys are going to lose in November if you keep this crap up. And that's one of the reasons why you've seen a major pullback, even in places like New York City, which have been the most insane of places to live in the United States up until just recently. But it's because of this PR firm. They did the research. You know, they looked at the surveys of the American people, whether they be in the cities or outside of the cities, and people are sick and tired of this stuff. And there's no way to have zero COVID. It's a cold. It's a flu. Yes. It's something that is going to pass. Remember, there was a story you did last year, I think, of the military They did like a
lockdown super supreme.
Yeah.
And they couldn't.
They had the like cleanest facility you could possibly have.
And the most obedient people participating in this particular experiment.
Yeah, like triple wash, clean the bathroom after every use. Oh. I mean, as clean as it could possibly be, COVID still got in.
Extreme lockdown, I think is what we called it.
So the whole idea that they can maintain zero COVID is absolute insanity, but that's what they're trying to do. The lockdown will be conducted in two phases. First, their Pudong Financial District and nearby areas will be quarantined. This was written less than 2 weeks, about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And they've gotten worse since then. But just to give you where they started this, from Monday to Friday, which, of course, they've been quarantined longer than that now. Second, Pudong will pass the baton to the vast downtown area west of the Huangpu River, which will start its own 5-day lockdown on Friday. To control the growing outbreak, the lockdown will be accompanied by a new round of mass nucleic acid testing across the city. China's...
The whole city's doing acid? What?
Reported. And that might make it a little more tolerable. Citing Shanghai officials, Beijing recorded 3,500 cases of the infection on Sunday. As all residents are required to stay at home and avoid any contact with the outside world, all public transport in the lockdown areas will be suspended. Groceries will be delivered and left at checkpoints. All non-essential businesses in Shanghai will close their offices, making employees work from home. The decision comes as Beijing continues to abide by its zero-tolerance policy toward COVID-19.
Like, I got nothing against grocery delivery, but only when it's voluntary. Like, if you're a person that needs that, or, you know, you live remotely or something, you know, you're just too busy, and there's a convenient way for you to get your groceries delivered, go for it. But if it's your government telling you you will only get groceries from the corner of Smith Street and 71st Avenue, and only on Tuesdays between 4 p.m. and 7 p.m., like,
right.
No.
And
no.
Imagine having to rely on the state to give you your groceries when, you know, supposedly...
You'll get half of what you ordered.
China's authorities are free to use public health measures such as mass testing, contact tracing, and lockdowns in order to stop community transmission of the virus as soon as it's detected. The goal is to get the area of an outbreak back to zero new infections and resume normal economic social activities as soon as possible, but it has been criticized by many who argue it takes too much of an economic toll. Not to mention that you've literally got people who are running out of food at this point because this thing is still going.
How is it that governments can do something like contact tracing, whereby they can find out, you know, who came in contact with who and how often and at what period? And
they
what point,
threaten
day,
you,
time, and
they kidnap you, and demand
how is it that they can do that, but, you know, they can't find any pedophiles?
Well, they found, what's her name? Ghislaine Maxwell.
And all of the people on the flight list and all the people who flew there and back, not one person?
Everyone in her little black book, that's been, like, information they've suppressed. They're not letting that data out.
Not one person. Not one single person.
By the way, this so now update. So that was the beginning, right, of this lockdown. Update from somebody who's living there right now. There are now new restrictions on day 22. We'll talk about it.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The mayor of an eastern Ukraine town where a deadly missile attack on a train station took place Friday says about a quarter of the population plans to stay, this despite an expected Russian advancement. The missile attack on the train station killed at least 52 people, Nate Mook, CEO of World Central Kitchen, tells ABC News he was in the area shortly after the missile attack.
These were innocent women and children and grandmothers trying to evacuate on trains, and they were the target of this attack.
4,000 people were at the station in hopes of leaving the area at the time. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, the latest European leader to visit Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv, Johnson's pledged to give more military assistance, including 120 armored vehicles. That's on top of the additional $130 million worth of high-grade military equipment he has already promised. This is USA Radio News. Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Dwayne Haskins killed in a Saturday morning crash. Florida Highway Patrol says he was trying to cross an interstate when he was hit by a dump truck. He was in Florida to train with teammates ahead of the new NFL season. Two men were acquitted of all charges in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. 24-year-old Daniel Harris and 33-year-old Brandon Caserta were found not guilty of all charges, but the jury deadlocked on 38-year-old Adam Fox and 46-year-old Barry Croft Jr. Fox and Croft remain in custody. None of the jurors spoke publicly about deliberations. No casualties or serious damage have been reported in Turkey, where a 5.2 magnitude earthquake hit a town in the eastern part of that country. It happened Saturday at 5:02 in the evening local time. Quakes are not uncommon in Turkey because it sits on top of a major fault line. All of the major indexes on Wall Street closed down at the end of the week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live.
Sorry, Baxter, I don't speak Spanish.
That's actually Chinese. And you'll be in. We don't know what the man in the video is saying, but that's not what I want you to hear. I want you to hear the background. This is video that apparently is taken in Shanghai within the last 2 days. Apparently by the father of a close friend of Patrick Madrid. That is somebody on Twitter, at Patrick Madrid. He says she verified its authenticity. It is people screaming out of their apartment windows after an entire week of total lockdown.
That's much better than people just getting a cold.
Playing the part of Peakless Mountaineer tonight will be Bonnie.
Yes, Bonnie is joining us here. So we're talking about the news out of Shanghai, where 26 million people are basically on lockdown. They're murdering people's dogs in the streets. And some numbers, some people are saying it's all pets are being put to death.
It's so sad.
But there's obviously no way to be 100% sure about that. That's just the claims on the internet. Of course, the mainstream media is ignoring this stuff for the most part, or they're just glossing over what's really going on.
And the question here, of course, is the same question that gets asked throughout history when regimes decide to do horrible things to their populations. And that is, well, didn't they see this coming? Why aren't they doing anything? Why did they just allow it to happen?
Well, they're doing something now because, look, if you get enough people hungry enough, they're going to snap. They're going to take risks that they otherwise would never have taken. And there's no doubt that the Chinese are one of the most controlled populations on the planet.
I would definitely agree.
The Chinese Communist Party has been working for a very, very long time at total control, and this is the latest implementation, the largest implementation, again, a city of 26 million people. But again, people get hungry, they're going to get desperate. And there are now videos of people actually out in the streets. You're not supposed to leave your house. In fact, according to Jared T. Nelson on Twitter, he says, day 22 of my Shanghai COVID lockdown. He is apparently a compliance lawyer in mainland China. So he lives there. He says, as we feared yesterday, we have new restrictions. Before, we were allowed to leave our building, but not community, to get deliveries. Remember the RT story written a couple weeks ago, the very beginning of this, said they would be delivering groceries to checkpoints.
Right, yeah.
And you could go to the checkpoint. No more. He says, now we are not allowed outside our apartment door.
Wow.
This was as of 14 hours ago that he posted.
Somebody's still got to bring the groceries.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or are they just like, no, you don't get groceries either. Screw you guys.
Well, I told you about this off the air, Captain. Somebody posted an image of an apartment complex, just kind of a shot of some of the stories, where you can see the balconies that people have. And one person had put their refrigerator on the balcony with the doors wide open, completely empty inside, just to show the world that they have no food left.
Well, and there was that man that was going up and down the streets yelling, we can't live without food. I only had enough food.
Maybe this is why they're killing the dogs for the food source.
Oh, my God, no.
Right? Isn't that 101 ways to walk your dog, the Chinese cookbook?
I don't think they're doing that.
Well, then why are they killing the dogs if it's not
due to COVID?
What does that mean?
I don't know. There's no official statement from the government about this. So what's happening?
I mean, if the government's reaction to COVID is causing the hunger, then perhaps, one could argue that they're killing the dogs due to COVID and eating them.
Well, I don't know. There's no claim about that, Captain. I have no idea if that's what their plan is. I don't know how many people would want to put up with that, but I guess if you're hungry enough, then...
Mark Coconut safe from the Chinese police dog people.
Let me tell you, it does not look like they are treating these dogs as far as they're intending to eat them. They have them lying on the pavement in the video that I showed.
I suspect
earlier.
That's not why it,
Yeah, they have them lying on the pavement. They're manipulating their corpses with long metallic, I don't know, grasping tools and
wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot pole.
They're treating them as though they're disease carriers, basically. They're putting them into yellow plastic bags, and I suspect taking them to an incinerator.
I was going to say they need to be burning them if that's what their concern is.
So let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. So I know we got Adam on the line in Washington State listening to KXLY in Spokane. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Hey, what's on your mind?
New Hampshire?
Yep. Yes, sir. Live for your
well,
die.
What's on my mind? I'm just listening to the show. I run a page over here, a libertarian page, us kooks.
Okay.
The Liberty guys, and been paying attention to pretty much all the anti-freedom situations that are going on worldwide that are endless and always will be. Shanghai being the latest. I mean, do we expect any less from China?
Nope.
Do we? I mean, have they ever done anything to give us hope that they would act any differently? And is it even COVID? Could it be anything? Could it be rotten pizza in the streets, alien invading from the north? It's going to be some statist government reason to come in and take your rights away. I mean, like they just said, come on, you can't come outside your door today. There's no reason for that. You got Soylent Green as doggos. I mean, what?
It's this insane. I mean, this is reality now.
The world is so weird right now.
Like I said, it's kind of an expected culmination of what we've been seeing them doing with their social credit system, what they're trying to apply here, why we're seeing our federal government fast-tracking the digital dollar, why they are defaulting on the dollar, because we're slided into the digital age. And that's where Bitcoin's going to die.
Bitcoin's going to die?
And those governments over in China, they're sitting there trying to outlaw it right now. First it was regulations. Those didn't work. So now it's going to come out to outright laws against using digital currency.
They already outlawed digital currency. Mining Bitcoin in China like a year ago, and it didn't kill Bitcoin.
They're going to find ways. Our government, look at human history.
There's been nothing like Bitcoin in human history.
Yeah, well, there's been nothing like a lot of things we got going on digital-wise in human history. But it hasn't slowed down the tyranny of governments, has it?
No,
could,
not
could
yet.
You prove that it hasn't? I don't think you could go back in time and show me what life would be like today if Bitcoin didn't exist.
Well, obviously we can't prove.
We do know, I'm going to say this, we do know that an alternative currency is what is necessary to defeat what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Governments rule us. Bankers rule them because they own the currency.
Right, right.
Let's put that on the table. Bitcoin is necessary. Alternative currencies are necessary. But I do not have any confidence that our government has not already found a way to take care of that for us.
If they did, they would have done something.
Well, I mean, they are definitely working on regulations. There's a lot of talk about that. What did they do there?
They froze people's accounts completely. Now, I know that was the monetary system.
No, they only froze their bank accounts.
They
froze their bank accounts.
The only thing they were able to do was prevent an exchange or a couple of exchanges from sending money to one very specific address.
Or from, I think it was actually 30-something addresses.
Right.
But an exchange holds the keys to your wallet, and people who had their cryptocurrency on a wallet where they controlled the keys, such as Edge Wallet or Exodus, they didn't have anything happen to their crypto in Canada. That's a lie.
Right. And if you're familiar at all with...
I'm not aware of... I've heard about that, that you did have...
If you're familiar at all with the technology...
Just headlines.
My wallet actually creates a new address for every transaction that I do. Right? So if I... Or if I want it to. If I want to send, you know, from this address, I can send from an address that exists. Or it goes create new address every time. So, no, the government did not shut anything down despite the clickbait headlines that they put forward. They were not able to shut any cryptocurrency down. They were only able to shut down terrestrial banks.
I was not aware whether they were or not. I just said it was the standard monetary account they were able to send.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, they have total control. I mean, that's the banking system, as you pointed out, Adam. The banking system and the government's work hand in hand. So whatever the government goons say, the banks will put into effect. But I do want to bring him back here because I think he's, you know, he's making an interesting argument that is that the government's going to crack down on crypto.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the phones are open here, the number is 603-283-6160. We got more coming up about the insanity going on in Shanghai with one guy who is apparently an American living over there, giving us an interesting rundown. His name is Jared T. Nelson on Twitter, at Jared T. Nelson, and he has a very detailed thread here about that he's written over the last 24 hours about what they have to do to get supplies into their building. Now that they're not allowed to leave their apartments, and day number 22 of a lockdown there. We'll continue with that discussion with you tonight. You've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And the captain.
We are going to go back to your calls, though. Adam is still with us here. He's on the line in Spokane listening to KXLY. Adam, you're predicting that cryptocurrency can be somehow controlled by the government. And I don't want to put words in your mouth. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not a big computer guy. I know enough about the difference in operating systems. And right now, you and I and everyone here in America is using what I call the old analog computer system. I hate to call it that, but government and all of their Five Eyes guys here, NSA here in the U.S., they've bumped up, okay? They have the quantum computer system. And so sometimes I feel that when...
Well, that's an interesting theory, but I don't know if there's any evidence for that.
There's a few good articles. I'd have to go and dig them up.
Well, if they have quantum computers, sort of like, then why don't they go ahead and crack Bitcoin? Because if you had quantum computing, you'd be able to crack the cryptography.
There's steps to this. Mm-hmm. What you do to people in China, you can do to people in China because your government rules the individual. You have communist government. Okay? What you do in China, you want to do to people of the United States of America, you got to do great.
You got to do what? You cut out for a second there. You got to what?
You got to do it. You got to do it like Ron Paul was warning us in the 80s, okay, getting up in front of the Senate and telling everybody, this is what they're doing to your civil liberties. This is what's coming down the road. Please pay attention. Please. And here
so
we are.
So you're saying you believe that they have – just let me see if I'm following you. You're saying you believe the government already has quantum computing. And yes. The reason they're not using the power of quantum computing to crack cryptocurrencies today is because they have some sort of long-term plan, and that's why they're not doing it?
Yeah, the long-term plan. I think that when you saw what you saw in Canada, I really do believe that was a kind of a screw-up, the old Cuban bastard up there. Okay?
What could be so important that would make them wait to take out arguably the most threatening thing to their entire way of being? I'm talking about all states.
It doesn't make sense. They wouldn't spend millions of dollars investigating the Crypto Six over 5 years, going after people who were selling cryptocurrency on, going after people who are selling cryptocurrency on the internet, on local bitcoins, if they could just destroy crypto with, you know, the flick of a hand.
It's called effort. Why would you go through the effort? I'll answer the question. Why would you go through the effort of doing something like that now when your currently designed and fast-tracked digital currency is going to do it anyway?
What, you think the central bank digital currency is going to somehow kill Bitcoin, dude?
That's ridiculous.
I think that they're going to try to replace.
From a place of not understanding what crypto is. You already admitted you don't understand what it is. Hey, can I ask you a question? Are you one of those people who goes on, say, Instagram and Twitter, and anytime somebody brings up,
I don't go on Instagram or Twitter.
Hey, anytime somebody brings up
media. In fact,
hey,
the first time I've heard.
Okay, I can't talk to this guy. You should probably just hang up on him. He won't let me ask him a question.
Yeah, will you let the lady ask you a question, dude?
Go ahead, ask me a question. Let's hear it.
Are you one of those people that goes on the internet, and anytime somebody brings up, hey, cryptocurrency is the answer to this, in, like, say, a comment section, you go and place doubt about cryptocurrency? Are you one of those people who are paid to do that by the government because you don't know what you're talking about, and you're just placing doubt in the only thing that has...
No, I'm actually going to buy my marijuana seeds. I think cryptocurrencies, as I said earlier, if you've listened, I think that they are awesome. I think that you have to have an alternative currency to what's going on.
But you believe that they're going to be destroyed by the central bank digital currency.
And you're okay with placing seeds of doubt about something that you don't know anything about.
They've stepped on our freedom everywhere. And if you don't think they have an ability or something up their sleeve to do what they've done to us for the last 250 years, I'm sorry. I know it's a pie in the sky idea. I know it's, you know, hey, it's not in front of us, but what has been so far that has occurred
everything.
To us?
You're a real depressing character,
everything.
I'll tell you that. Thank you.
People have had conspiracy theories, quote unquote, about everything they've done to us, and then it comes out into the light.
Yeah, I don't appreciate the negativity, but I understand why people are so negative. Thank you for the call tonight, Adam.
Yeah, he wouldn't be if he had any understanding of what cryptocurrency is. If he thinks that the CBDC can come and destroy Bitcoin, then he doesn't have any understanding of what it is.
Yeah.
And I'm more interested in truth than just people who want to go and say, oh, well, this is what I feel like they're going to do. Look at what they've done. Look what they're going to do to crypto. I can't see any other answer to how this is going to end. It's just like you need to educate yourself on what cryptocurrency is. I don't have any more patience for it. I see it on the internet every day. People are like, oh, what if the CIA created Bitcoin? I don't have any patience for that anymore. Why would the CIA create something that would lead to Monero being created?
Which is a privacy coin that cannot be traced, cannot be tracked. I think you're absolutely right about this, Bonnie. I think he was interrupting you. You were interrupting him. It was hard for there to be a conversation there. But ultimately, I think that your summation is correct, and that is that the caller did not understand cryptocurrency and was coming from a place of either ignorance or, as you suggested, maybe he's actually working for the state and trying to place
fear. Either way,
trying to place seeds of doubt.
It is incredibly hard for human beings, but you have to try. It's incredibly hard for you to not have an opinion of something.
You mean even if something you don't know anything about?
Exactly. The human culture, at least Western culture, is almost one of you have to have an opinion of stuff that you have no knowledge of.
Mm-hmm.
I find myself doing this. I'm guilty of this as well. And have been for some time. But the way our culture is, if you start talking about a subject, it is human nature for you to pipe in with an opinion, even if you have no experience or factual basis whatsoever. And we see this all the time. It's why I have a low opinion of the general population, because this happens way too frequently. Now, I'm cognizant of it. I'm making an effort to not do so. You have to remember that it's okay to say, I don't know. I don't know anything about that subject. I haven't looked into that. Instead of having an opinion based on headlines that you've read somewhere or based on what you've been fed by social media
and
or
of course,
your television.
There's no reason to be ignorant on any topic these days when you literally have information at your fingertips from both sides or more than one side of whatever the issue happens to be. So if you want to learn about cryptocurrency, then go and learn about it, especially if you're a self-described libertarian, as that person claimed that he was. And it's really a depressing thing to be in favor of liberty, purportedly, but to also have the simultaneously have the belief that government has some secret plot that they've cooked up that's going to foil all of the libertarian efforts out there. And cryptocurrency arguably is a libertarian effort. The argument would be that Satoshi Nakamoto was an anarchist or a voluntarist or something like that, the creator of Bitcoin. And Bonnie's absolutely right. Cryptocurrency cannot be stopped by the state. But I do believe they are going to do their worst. They're going to try their damnedest to put a stop to it. And ultimately, they, I think, are going to fail at that because they cannot control it. It is ultimately freedom of speech because we're talking about programming. That is words written by humans to make things go on computers. And I don't think they're going to have any success. If they do try to prohibit it, I think that can be overturned just simply because of freedom of speech, if for no other reason. And then, you know, you add to that the fact that some Congress people already are into Bitcoin, so they're not gonna vote against it. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how this pans out. They definitely do want people to use the central bank digital currency. He predicted that, and I think that part is true. They're going to push that pretty hard, but it's not going to kill Bitcoin.
No.
The central bank digital currency is not a competitor to Bitcoin.
It's going
to
be so much less effective and free, have less features than all of the cryptos that are out there.
Think of all of the advancements that have been made in monetary technology since the dawn of the U.S. dollar.
Oh, they added the strip. Remember? They didn't have the strip.
Oh, and they changed the printing a couple of times.
Yeah, now they're colorful.
They still use cotton bond, so I'm told.
That's right, yeah.
But yeah, so state-controlled money has had one feature implemented, at least in my lifetime, that I can remember, whereas cryptocurrency is continuous innovation after day.
I mean, that alone, that point alone, the fact that cryptos have no restrictions and they can constantly be innovated is a number one reason why they're going to win. So, are they winning yet? Well, I mean, they're new. We're only 13 years into this whole crypto.
There's been lots of wins so far.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Of course, Bitcoin has been the number one investment in the last decade. So
the biggest one is just that it still exists.
Yep. 603-283-6160, much to the chagrin of people like Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, both of whom are against Bitcoin and crypto.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card.
Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.